This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Front Row on The Bigger Picture, and I'm Sharmila Ganesan. The Malaysian Jazz Piano Festival has grown over the years to become an important aspect of the annual music calendar here, especially when it comes to the emphasis on young musicians and students. The festival features not only performances, but music clinics and competitions as well. This year is the sixth edition of the festival, happening from the 18th to the 20th of January at the Kuala Lumpur Performing Arts Centre. Joining me today are pianist Tay Chis Young, who's one of the organisers, and whose music you heard a little bit earlier, performing with his band, WVC, as well as pianist Sharon Chong, to tell us about the festival itself. How are you guys doing?
I'm very fine.
Thank you for having us here.
No, thank you for coming on the show. So this is the sixth edition of the Malaysian Jazz Piano Festival. How has the festival evolved over the years?
We actually started our first festival in No Black Tie, thanks to Evelyn He. And so it was a very small scale and started by eight pianists. So these eight pianists have stayed together over the years, and we become the committee for this festival. And this is a group effort. This is a very much of I feel a lot of camaraderie, working together. And oh, I would like to mention also, it was actually first mentioned by Michael Riapan, our godfather. And this year, he decided to pass the torch down to me. I think maybe because I'm one of the oldest in the group. So this year, I'm supposed to be the main person, running this festival. Mm-hmm. But then, of course, I still have seven other pianists working together. And so from a very small festival, now we have grown into a full-scale festival that's going to take up Pentas 1, Pentas 2 in this scene. And the whole KL pack for the 3 days festival.
Mm. And Sharon, you're going to be performing as well as conducting a couple of clinics in the festival, right?
Oh, I'm just doing one clinic, and I think that's the first clinic to start off the festival. So I'm pretty excited but nervous at the same time. And Chesang has been so gracious to invite my all-woman lineup called Medusa. So we will be closing the night on the 19th of January, amongst other great bands that are going to be performing that night as well.
Is this your first time being involved with the MJPF?
This is actually my second time, to my surprise. Last year, they were so sweet to ask me to put together a keyboard masterclass. But before that, I was just a keen, avid attendee of the festival. Mm-hmm. I've been going for a few years thanks to Wei Li Chia, who told me, I had no idea until he told me and gave me a free ticket to watch the whole show. So I thank him, and I'm so blessed to have known these nine wonderful pianists.
Always a great way to be introduced to something new, right?
Yes.
I'm curious to know what the aim is behind having a festival that is dedicated purely to jazz piano.
In fact, this year, or actually started from last year, we started to involve not just pianists, actually all the instrumentalists who play this music called jazz to join us. So this year would be the same. We are going to feature not just pianists, but many other instrumentalists, even vocalists as well. And so our goal is to educate the audience about this wonderful music that we all love. But at the same time, also, this is a once-a-year get-together of the music community. Mm. not just jazz, actually. I would say, you know, it's just contemporary music. But then most of us kind of have some kind of jazz background, but we chose different path down the road, playing different types of music. So we always feel that these musical tools is very, very useful and very, very something that we would like to share with students and also with the general public.
I know, Sharon, you yourself don't just perform jazz. You know,
I'd really like to say that I don't perform jazz enough, and hence my interest in always going to attend the workshops and the Malaysian Jazz Festival. And people often ask me, aren't you like already playing jazz or doing something like that? Why are you still attending? It's jazz is something that's never ending. You can never stop learning. And I love watching my comrades do their thing, and I learn something new each time I watch them, even outside of the festival. We're all like I'd like to say we are quite busy doing our own thing, but whenever we get together and watch each other do their thing, it's like a really nice family thing to network and to keep in touch and to like check each other out and support each other.
Last year when she was doing her workshop on keyboard, I really enjoyed that very much because she offered another perspective towards this instrument that we are playing, but she's doing it like in a more like a bar setting, and how do you engage with your audience and everything? I think that offers me another viewpoint that I otherwise wouldn't have the opportunity to actually, you know about. So all eight of us, the committee, really enjoy her workshop, and that's why we decided you have to come back.
It was so stressful when I turned over. What are you guys doing here?
So besides yourself, Che Siang and Sharon, who are the other pianists who are the other performers rather that we'll be seeing at the festival?
Wow, if I need to just say all their names, it'll be so long because we're going to involve close to 80 performers.
So we can't have you say all their names.
But just a few ones that I'd like to mention that a big band is going to come down from Penang. Wow. So the big band of Penang, they are going to perform on the second night. And then in Kuala Lumpur, we just started a big band, Julian Chan. He's the one that running it. So they are going to join the second night as well. And of course, Sharon's band called Medusa is going to play on the second night. We call that night the Notables.
Yes, I saw that in the lineup.
And then on the third night, it's like a who's who on the scene. They are all going to perform, and then those of us in the committee, it's always also a night for us to let our hair down. That when we see other play, we will just jump in and kind of like jam with each other.
That's my favorite part.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
It's very fun. Every year, it's something different.
And what if I was someone who wasn't particularly familiar with either jazz or jazz piano? Would this be something that I would still have fun at?
Of course, I would say
most definitely.
You don't really need to know about jazz, I think.
I think people are too often bogged down by the term jazz.
Right.
And they'll feel, I had some friends who I brought over and they feel that, I didn't go to jazz school, I'm not formally musically educated. But I brought them, and even my younger sister, who's a singer, and her world totally changed. I think we need to learn to trust our ears more.
Right. Oh, and also, on the third night, we also have a theme. We are going to feature all Malaysian compositions.
Nice.
So it's going to be a Malayan night.
And who will be performing in that?
So Michael Virapan, of course, he's very happy because this year he doesn't need to do anything. He gets to perform and just relax. And then Justin Lim,
nice.
One of my, you know, I really love his playing.
Me too.
He's going to play with his band, also playing a few Malaysian tunes. And then we have John Deep Silas.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, another very, very talented yes. pianist leading his group. And also we're going to have Junji Delfino. She's going to sing a few tunes.
Mm-hmm.
And then after, other than that, of course, we will just jump in and start jamming.
That's the best part. This really is like the who's who of the Malaysian jazz scene, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I think what's actually exciting is that those very same people, a lot of them are actually going to be doing the workshops and,
yes.
and conducting the clinics. And
correct.
For many students and for new musicians, it's such a fantastic opportunity.
Very, very.
What are some of the clinics or workshops that will be conducted?
Okay, since last year, the fifth festival, we started to invite different instrumentalists to come in and do their respective instruments workshop. So this year we are going to do the same. So we have saxophone, trumpet, bass, drums, guitar workshop. So those who are interested, they are, you know, please feel free to come in, and it's for free, and it's conducted by, you know, the best instrumentalists this country can offer.
Mm, yeah.
And then we're going to have different topics of musical tools like jazz harmony,
yes.
jazz arranging, mm. or even talk about how do you play in a rhythm section. That's going to be talked by Mr. Michael Vrapan.
Mm.
I'm looking forward to that.
I'm looking forward to all the clinics. I actually block all my days every year. 3 days of the week.
So the clinic actually, you guys attended as well, not
yes.
just
yes.
not just teach it.
No.
Okay, no. That must be a real experience. I mean, I'm thinking if I'm a young sort of budding musician,
yes.
to be in this eclectic environment and to learn, that must be quite exciting.
You need to be there.
Yeah, you have to be there to experience.
So why have this aspect? Why have this element of education and training alongside the performances?
I think it's very important I think we believe in education.
Mm.
I think, of course, you can always say that Jimi Hendrix, he's not schooled,
mm.
or, you know, things like that. But for us, at least from our experience, is that we feel that if we could pass down the knowledge
yeah.
in education, it's as a musician you can go further,
yeah.
and not just rely on luck,
yes,
not just rely on maybe, you know, you make it by non-musical things,
yeah.
So perhaps make yourself better musically first,
mm-hmm.
and then other thing is just, you know, will come later. So we believe in the education aspect of music. So that's why we want to do this.
Mm.
And I have to say that all the committee, all the speakers all kind of like have that passion
yeah.
about educating the younger musicians or even general public.
Yes.
I think talking to a lot of parents whose kids are interested in music, a lot of time they say that, oh, I'm not really sure what my son or my daughter are doing. But they came to the festival, and a lot of them kind of changed their mind. They can see that musicians is not just, you know, you just play and then worry about where do you get your job. But rather, yeah, they can see that this bunch of musicians who are performing, who are talking, who are passing down the knowledge, all of them kind of, you know, give these parents a lot of confidence that, oh, you know, my kids can do that too.
Mm.
Yeah.
So before we go, what is the one thing that each of you are looking forward to the most in the festival?
I would like to see a full house.
Yes.
Coming from an organizer.
Of course. Yeah. Yes, I was going to say, you've got your organizer's cap on.
Yeah, most definitely. We'd like to see a full house and new faces.
Yeah.
New faces. And I'm always looking forward to watching everyone perform and attending all the other workshops by everyone else.
Well, thank you very much for joining me. I have been speaking to pianists Tay Che Siang and Sharon Chong about the Malaysian Jazz Piano Festival, which is happening from the 18th to the 20th of January at the Kuala Lumpur Performing Arts Centre. For more information, visit klpac.org. I'll be leaving you now with more from Che Siang and his band WVC. If you missed any part of this interview or any previous Front Row segments, you can download the podcasts on our BFM app. You've been listening to Front Row on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.